Welcome to our first Holy Week video. Holy Week is about the last week of Jesus' earthly life. It takes us from Palm Sunday through the cross on Good Friday and up to Easter Sunday, the biggest celebration of the Christian year. It may surprise you to know that Jesus got into a lot of arguments, especially in this last week. One of them was about the resurrection of the dead. Do the dead rise or not? That's an argument we all have an interest in, to put it mildly, because we're all going to die. Jesus believed, along with many in his generation, that people continued to live after they died. But their real hope was that one day God would reassemble their physical bodies and raise them to everlasting life. This hope gave Jesus the confidence to go to his death as he did. This hope is called resurrection. It's the ancient hope of the church. The ancient creed says, "I believe in the resurrection of the body." Resurrection was fighting talk. It gave you a reason to stand before the emperor and his representatives and say, "You can kill us if you like, but we will be back. You can't beat us. Because God raises the dead and we will win." But there was a group of people called the Sadducees who, like many today, didn't believe all this. They didn't believe in any form of life after death, and certainly not the ridiculous idea of resurrection of the body. They thought it was nonsense. And Luke's Gospel, chapter 20, tells us that they had an argument with Jesus. They came to Jesus with a question which they thought would show how silly it all was. The story was about a woman who was widowed 7 times, and they asked Jesus, "At the resurrection, whose wife will she be?" It seemed ludicrous. What would happen if all 7 men claimed this woman as their own? Jesus replies that resurrection isn't like that. In the resurrection, people won't get married. He points them to the power of God that he has seen so often. He tells them that God is the God of the living, not the God of the dead. To God, everyone is alive. So what's this got to do with us? Well, we all die. And this week, we tell the story of someone who died and who rose again. A story that tells us that resurrection isn't nonsense. The tomb was empty. The body was raised. New life springs up from the buried body of Jesus Christ. When we take Christian funerals, we commit people's bodies to be buried or cremated in the hope of the resurrection to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, to be clear, this is not about people living on in some sense because we remember them. It's not about becoming a ghost or anything like that. And in the end, it's not about going to heaven. It's about the hope of the resurrection of the body as it happened to Jesus. Thanks for listening. If you want to talk about these things or ask any questions, please do send me a message. I'll be back tomorrow at 8 o'clock.